Well, up next on Downtown, the playoffs begin this weekend for the New England Patriots as they play host to the Kansas City Chiefs. To learn more about the game, we're joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by our friend Andy Hart from Patriots Football Weekly, who, I found out from social media, I thought it already, but yes, the beard does look stunning in high definition.
That would make you and I as the only two people who seem to think so.
Well, let's talk about the crazy week that was for the New England Patriots, and I don't know, where do we begin? Coach's black eye, Chandler Jones, Gronk, you start.
Well, first of all, I did not give Bill Belichick a black eye, so we'll move right on from that.
Okay.
I am not being accused of that.
Cross that one out.
To me, the biggest story is Gronk for the game. I know the Chandler Jones thing is sort of the biggest, you know, tabloid-type story, but to me, the Rob Gronkowski missing 2 days of practice, apparently having some injections either in his knee or his back, having the back injury added, that is the biggest factor in this game because, you know, I was really confident early in the week that this was a good matchup for the Patriots, that they would get Edelman back. He'd be, you know, good enough. Gronkowski back in the middle of the field. They'd be making plays, and the Chiefs couldn't score enough points to keep up with them. If Rob Gronkowski is not the guy that I was expecting, if he's not a guy that can go out there and, you know, catch six or eight balls in the middle of the field for 100 yards and really get this offense rolling, now I think you might find yourself in a bit more of a dogfight with what we all know is a pretty hot football team with some talented defensive players. So, I think the Gronkowski thing is the biggest story of the week as it relates to the actual game.
Well, and the other thing that I wonder about, and everybody has said the right thing, but the fact of the matter is they lost four of their last six. And yes, guys are coming back, but it's hard to imagine that a team can just jump right back into where they were at week 10, throw the switch, and be back there.
Yeah, and you know, they lived off of, you know, people say, oh, well, they're the number three scoring team in the NFL. Well, they sort of lived off their production and their reputation from, you know, September, early October for a long time here. And, you know, that was not the football team that played after Thanksgiving. And we are so used to, in New England, playing the best football late in the year. Even teams that didn't, you know, have a lot of success or, you know, 2008 didn't even make the postseason. That Matt Castle-led team was at its best in December. And usually they're hitting their stride and rolling sort of like the Chiefs have. And it's been the exact opposite. And you're right, there are as many questions with this Patriots team heading into a first playoff game as I think we've ever seen in the Bill Belichick, Tom Brady era here in New England. I mean, you're talking about injuries first and foremost on both sides of the balls at almost every position. And then you're talking about execution. You're talking about, you know, not only are guys going to play, but is Tom Brady banged up? Is Edelman going to be good enough? You know, Gronkowski, the defense. You know, the special teams struggled at times. Defensively, I thought the pass defense, which was so good for most of the year, started to struggle a little bit down the stretch. You know, can they run the football with Steven Jackson, who's only been here a couple weeks? And there's just a litany of questions surrounding this football team, and certainly not what we're used to in, you know, late November, December, and January, but it's the reality of the situation, and I'm not sure what team we're going to get Saturday evening.
Let's talk about the Chiefs for a second, if we can. When the Patriots' offense is really clicking, Brady gets the ball out quick. Where would you put the Chiefs' pass rush ability compared to some of the teams the Pats have played in the last 6 weeks?
When healthy, it's certainly up there. And, you know, the Chiefs have a lot of injury questions in their own right, and some of that's on the defensive front. You know, Tamba Ali hasn't been playing, practicing. Justin Houston's been limited in practice. And when he played last week against Houston, he was in and out of the game a little bit. They get some pressure on the inside from Dontari Poe and a couple other guys. You know, they're a talented D forward is a young pass rusher who's banged up. I think they had 47 sacks during the year, which is right in line with what the Patriots did. These are two of the best sack teams in football. And quite frankly, it's funny because both teams have injuries on defense. Both teams have injuries on the offensive line. So, yeah, theoretically, it's a battle between, you know, suspect offensive lines and good pass rushes, but that depends a little bit on which teams show up on either side of the ball. So that's a concern. You know, Sebastian Vollmer coming back from an injury should make you better. You know, he slides into the left tackle spot. He's your most talented offensive lineman at this point, but he's coming off an ankle sprain. Will he be good enough? And, you know, is he banged up? And is he going against Houston and Ali, guys that are banged up? Who wins those battles? So, a lot of people think if injuries aren't the reason they lose, you know, the offensive line could be that reason because of what you talked about. When this passing offense is at its best, Brady's getting rid of the ball quickly. There's some momentum. There's some flow. It's in sync. When he has to hold it for an extra second or they don't give him enough time to get rid of it, that's when they really stagnate. And we've seen that in the postseason. You know, whether it's the Giants a couple times, whether it's the Ravens, if you hit Brady in the postseason, it's a very good first step towards beating the Patriots.
We're talking with Andy Hart, Patriots Football Weekly. Will we see more of Steven Jackson, or will they just completely abandon the run game?
I don't think they'll abandon the running game, but I don't think we'll see more of him. We're certainly not going to see what we saw early in Miami where they, you know, ran the ball or shovel past it, you know, 18 straight times or whatever it was to start the game, all the production going to the running backs. If you see a lot of Steven Jackson, I think it'll be in the second half. And it probably is a good thing because it probably means the Patriots have a lead and are sort of trying to control the game and run a four-minute offense and run the clock. Early on, I think if they're going to win this, they need to win it by getting back to the Patriots offense. And I don't think we really saw the true Patriots offense down the stretch. And I'm not just talking about personnel. I'm talking about spread sets, quick throws, getting the passing back involved. Sort of the things that were characteristic of this team early in the year when Edelman, Gronkowski, Deion Lewis were rolling. Well, you're going to have Gronkowski and you should have Edelman out there. We'll see how healthy they are. And you have James White. So get the passing back involved. I think this could be a key game for James White against this pass defense because, you know, they're going to try to take away Edelman. They're going to try to take away Gronkowski. Can you get some matchups with Derek Johnson and these linebackers and win some of those? And James White has shown that ability. So I think early in the game, the running backs most involved are going to be James White and Brandon Bolden in sort of that passing back role. And Jackson may come later, short yardage, four-minute offense, goal line, as just sort of the big back.
Defensively for the Patriots, Alex Smith and his skill set, his ability to run the ball, does that cause the Patriots to be more conservative and not take as many chances on defense?
Probably. You know, they always use the term controlled pass rush with Chandler Jones and Rob Ninkovich and those guys off the edge. The good news is, in this NFL, they're getting more and more used to it because, you know, you play Ryan Tannehill twice a year, you play Tyrod Taylor twice a year. You see more of these athletic quarterbacks that running and scrambling is part of their game, and Alex Smith is one of those. You know, he ran for almost 500 yards this year. There are designed runs, there's read options, then there are just scrambles where he pulls the ball down and runs. So that's, you know, Ninkovich, I think, does a pretty good job of staying home on those. Chandler Jones, assuming he's out there, I think has to be careful, has to not be over-aggressive in his pass rush. And I think the linebackers, you know, Jamie Collins and Dante Hightower should be back out there playing together. They haven't played together all that often, but that gives you two versatile athletic guys to chase those edge runs, those read option different plays, and keep Alex Smith bottled up or make the play when he does run to keep it to a short gain rather than, you know, we saw him last week, it got called back, but he ran 64 yards. If he can do that, those are game-changing plays. And, you know, I think the Patriots will be looking to stop those, and you're right. One way to stop those is sort of spying, being conservative, and not getting overly aggressive up front.
Well, sticking with Alex Smith, we have varying opinions here in the studio. Do you think he's finally shed that game manager tag that he's been saddled with?
I don't. I think that's what he is, and, you know, whether you choose to, you know, see that as a positive, a negative, you know, I think there are a ton of guys in this league that can't manage a game the way Alex Smith can. Sure. But I also don't think he's a playmaker and a top echelon quarterback. He's in the middle somewhere, and he can manage a game. He's not going to score you a ton of points. I know one of the big statistics that made the rounds this week was, you know, in games where the other team scores 23 or more points, Alex Smith is like 3-41 or 42. He doesn't make a lot of plays, doesn't score a lot of points. You know, I mean, he had 20 touchdown passes, doesn't turn the ball over a ton, can run for you a little bit. But you're not looking for Alex Smith to throw the ball 50 times and score 45 points in a game with a passing attack. And that's not all him. Obviously, this year the passing offense was better with the addition of Jeremy Maclin, but they haven't always had great targets, and you lose Jamal Charles, a key playmaker out of the backfield, and you know, that cuts into your passing game. But you know, to me, the bottom line is Alex Smith is good. You can do a lot worse, but he's not a guy that can carry a team to victory. He's a part of a sort of philosophy of don't make mistakes, let the other team make mistakes. We have a defense. We'll force turnovers. We're not going to make turnovers of our own. And I think it works for them. It's worked for them 11 straight times. So, you know, they're certainly not falling victim to their own philosophy.
All right, bottom line, Andy. Patriots win. Are they on to Denver or hosting next week?
I think they win. I don't feel, as I said, nearly as good about it as I did early in the week. All these weird things, the Chandler Jones situation, even the black eye, just little things. It feels like a weird week. I've been saying on our show on Patriots.com all week, Tom Brady looks a little worn down and tired. I don't know, you know, if he's just preparing extra or what that's all about. But I don't feel overly confident, but I still can't see Alex Smith and the Chiefs coming into Foxborough and forcing the Patriots to turn the ball over 3, 4, 5 times like they did to Houston. You know, probably not getting the opening kickoff for a touchdown to get a quick 7-0 lead. And I still think Rob Gronkowski is going to be on the field. He's going to do whatever he needs to be out there. Same with Julian Edelman. You mix in James White, Danny Amendola, Brandon LaFell. I still think they have a pretty good offense. It won't be easy. I think this is going to be a dogfight playoff game. But as long as the Patriots don't make any mistakes, I think they win something like 20-10. And they do. They advance to their 5th straight AFC title game and probably have to go out to Denver. And maybe we see Brady versus Manning 17.
There we go. Andy Hart, Patriots Football Weekly. Andy, as always, thanks for being with us this afternoon. Enjoy the game, and we'll try and catch you around Super Bowl time.
Sounds good. Hopefully we're there.